Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. Perek Dalad Mishnah Tes is actually a continuation of Mishnah Ches, and we're going to elaborate on the case of Mishnah Ches, which was Truma fell into Chulin of the same type, but there is more than one variation, more than one kind that could be differentiated from another present in the mixture, that in what it fell into. So the Mishnah says, Ketzad. Now, in the Mishnah, the word ketzad in modern Hebrew means how. But in the Mishnah, the word ketzad almost always means what's the case. We've just given a halacha, and we have to understand what case are we talking about. So ketzad, what's the case? And now we're ending off, or we're continuing from where we ended off, which was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had said, depends. If you know what fell in, then they don't help one another. And if you don't know, they help one another. So the Mishnah says, what's the case? Chamishim te'enim shechoros, v'chamishim levanos. Right? We have a barrel that has 50 black figs and 50 white figs. Okay? Nafla shechora, if a black fig falls in, so then, shechoros asuros, v'alevanos mutoros. Right? The black ones are meduma. Right, because we have now 51 black figs, one of which is truma. So all 51 are usher to eat because they are meduma. But the white ones are not impacted by this at all because we know that what fell in wasn't the white figs. The white figs are all chulin, so there's no problem. And the same thing is true in any case. If you know what fell in, then that kind is going to be meduma, but all the other kinds are mutter. So nafla levana, if a white one fell in, levanos asuros, shechoros mutaros, and the levanos, the white ones, the white figs are going to be meduma, and the black figs are going to be perfectly mutter to eat. B'she'eno yidua manafla, but if you don't know what fell in, then they're all part of the same suffix. I know that a fig fell in, and I know that there are 100 figs in there, and it could be any one of them. Right? So, and again, of course, we're here talking about here where there is not a specific amount of 50-50, because then I would know which one, right? I count them. Whichever one has 51, that's the one that fell in. No, I don't know exactly how many. I know that there's a mixture of white and black figs in here, and a total of 100. And I don't know what the ratio was, and one fell in, and now I don't know what to do. So in that case, malozo itself, they help one another be ma'ale. And you could just pull out one fig and give it to the Kohen, and everything else can be eaten. Uvizo, and in this case, Rabbi Eliezer Machmir. Rabbi Eliezer is Machmir, even if you don't know. Rabbi Eliezer says both kinds are meduma, right? Why are both kinds of meduma according to Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says very simply, there are two possibilities. Either it's black or it's white. If it's a white fig, then there are not 100 white figs to be mevatelet. If it's a black fig, there are not 100 black figs to be mevatelet. And so therefore, I have to be machmir, and I have to say all the black figs are usur because if it's a black fig, then it's meduma. All the white figs are usur because if it's a white fig, it's meduma. And therefore, I can't eat any of them. It's all meduma. And I have to sell the whole batch of mixed colored figs to a kohen for the price of truma less the value of the one fig that is definitely truma in the batch. Rabbi Yoshua, mekil. Rabbi Yoshua is mekil no matter what. He says, even if I know which fell in, the bottom line is they're figs. And if there's 100 figs in there, then they're mevatel. It doesn't matter. White figs, black figs, they're all figs. It doesn't really matter. And since they're all figs, even if I know what kind fell in, it doesn't matter. The figs are mevatel, the fig that fell in.